Drones evolving from war machines to farming friends. Drones have an interesting history that goes back to the late 19th century. The journey began in 1898. It started with Nikola Tesla, a famous inventor known for his work with electricity. He demonstrated a radio-controlled boat at an exhibition. This event marked one of the first uses of remote-controlled technology and opened up possibilities for creating unmanned vehicles. The idea for drones started to take shape during World War I. In 1916, a British engineer named Archibald Lowe developed the Reston Proctor aerial target. This was one of the first aircraft without a pilot, and it was designed specifically for military purposes. It used radio guidance, laying the foundation for future drone technology. A year later, in 1917, Charles Kettering, an American engineer, created what is often considered the first true drone, known as the Kettering Bug. This was an unmanned aerial torpedo that could carry bombs to a target, making it a powerful military tool. Over time, these early inventions have evolved into the highly advanced drones we see today. From military operations to everyday tasks, drones have become an increasingly important tool in many areas of human life.
Welcome back to English for You, everyone. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And in our first article, we have learned drones are not only used for, you know, taking photos or videos, but they also play crucial roles in farming, rescue operations, and package delivery across various industries.
Yeah, true. But you know, Adam, I've been thinking drones might go back further. When we realize it's fascinating to consider how long people have been experimenting with flying technology.
That's true, right? I wonder what the earliest versions of drones look like and, you know, how they were used compared to, you know, today's drones.
Right, so today we'll take a deeper look into drones.
All right, well, let's get started into our article, everyone. It says, drones have an interesting history that goes back to the late 19th century. There we see the phrase, go back to something. And that is to trace the origins of something to a particular time or place. It means to refer to an earlier point in time or history.
Go back to something 指的就是追溯到点点点，后面可能会加一个时间。那无人机呢，有着有趣的历史，可以追溯到19世纪末的这个时间。
All right, so it goes back to the 19th century, so that will take us back to the 1800s.And our article says just that. It says the journey began in 1898. It started with Nikola Tesla, a famous inventor known for his work with electricity.
Is it related to Tesla, the Tesla brand we know now?
No. That's a good question.
好，跟现在 Tesla 没有关系。
Nikola Tesla was a very famous inventor. He had hundreds of thousands of patents in regards to electricity. He's a very interesting inventor. Getting back to our article, it says the journey. So learning about these drones takes us back in a journey. And a journey is a noun.A long and often difficult process by which someone or something changes and develops. So an example using the word journey, we could say, the journey to becoming a skilled musician takes years of practice and dedication. Next, we see the word inventor. Nikola Tesla in this sentence is the inventor. It's a person who creates something new or comes up with a new idea or device. An example sentence would be, Thomas Edison was a famous inventor known for his work on the electric light bulb and many other inventions.
好，我们整理一下哦。首先的 journey 名词代表过程或是历程。所以啊，你在比如说搭高铁啦、搭火车或是搭飞机的时候，你可能会听到广播说Wish you a pleasant journey, 那就是祝您有个愉快的旅程。 那接下来我们看到的 inventor 字尾是 or 结尾的，特别小心，它是发明者或是发明家。那动词形式是 invent, 名词是 invention。
Right, and invention is the result of an inventor's creative process. So an example sentence using invention, we could say, the invention of the light bulb made it easier for people to see at night.
对，也就是发明物的意思。那这段旅程呢，课文说到是始于1898年，由这个 Nikola Tesla 以电力工作而闻名的著名发明家所开始的。
Alright, so what did this journey that started or began in 1898 with Nikola Tesla, where did it lead us? What happened next? Well, our article says, he demonstrated a radio-controlled boat at an exhibition. There we see the verb demonstrate, and that means to show something and explain how it works. An example would be,The teacher will demonstrate the science experiment so that all the students can understand how it works.
Demonstrate 这个动词呢，就是展示啦、说明或是证明。那我们还看到了复合形容词 radio controlled， 指的是由无线电控制的。本文当中出现的 radio， 它的意思就是无线电或无线电系统。所以课文说到，他在一次展览当中展示了一艘无线电控制的船。
And we still use those radio control things today. So you see people driving around those toy cars, toy boats, toy even drones. So to make you guys a little bit easier as a native speaker, we will also say RC to break it into, you know, simpler language with instead of saying radio controlled.
Oh, you could say,
oh, I'm playing with my RC car. I'm playing with my RC boat. So it's radio controlled. Oh, that'sReally cool. It goes back to 1898 that far?
It started back then.
Jeez, wow, it's amazing. Well, learning more, it says, this event marked one of the first uses of remote control technology and opened up possibilities for creating unmanned vehicles. There we see the phrase open up something.And that is to create or provide new opportunities, options, or possibilities. Next, we see the noun vehicle. Vehicle is a machine with an engine that is used to take people or things from one place to another, such as, you know, a car, a truck, a bus. For example, an electric vehicle are becoming increasingly more popular.As people look for a more friendly way for transportation. What would you say? Like you said, you brought up earlier, Elsie, about Tesla cars, right? Mm-hmm. So those are pretty eco-friendly cars.
Right. But open up something 指的是开创点点点或是开启点点点。后面可能会加一个机会。那 vehicle 这个名词是载具或是交通工具。那前面用了一个字来形容。Unmanned, 好，这个形容词呢就是机器无人操控的。所以这个事件标志着无线控制技术的首次应用之一，并开启了创造无人驾驶飞行器的可能性。
Alright, well getting back to where we left off, it says, the idea for drones started to take shape during World War I. And there we see the phrase, take shape, and that is to begin to develop or become more defined.To form into a recognizable or organized structure.
Take shape 是成型或是形成。无人机的这个 idea, 这个想法呢在第四世界大战期间就开始成型了。
Now at World War I, which is around 1915, 1916, and it says in our article, in 1916, a British engineer named Archibald Lowe developed the Roostan Protector Aerial Target.
Aerial 这个形容词是空中的，与空中相关的。所以1916年啊，一位名叫阿奇博尔德·洛的英国工程师开发了拉斯顿普罗克特空中靶机。
Yeah,
sounds very professional.
Right, that's a handful to say. The Archibald Lowe developed. Well, what is that, right? Well, it says this was one of the first aircraft without a pilot, and it was designed specifically for military purposes. There we see the adverb specifically in a clear and detailed way, focusing on a particular aspect or item is how we would define specifically. An example sentence using that word, we could say this. The instructions specify that you should specifically mention any allergies when ordering food.
Specifically, 这个副词呢就是特别的或是专门的。那我们还看到名词 aircraft, 指的就是飞机或是飞行器。那它是一个单复数同形的字哦。复数还是 aircraft, 你不需要把它加上 s。那这是第一批呢没有驾驶员的飞机之一专门为军事目的而设计的。
Wow, so it flew essentially like we are learning without a pilot. It was unmanned, so nobody was in it. It continues, our article continues to say, it used radio guidance, laying the foundation for future drone technology. There we see the word guidance. And guidance is the process of controlling the course of a projectile by a built-in mechanism.So an example sentence using guidance, we could say, the rocket's guidance system helped it stay on track and reach its intended target accurately.
Guidance 这个名词是飞弹或是飞行器的导向。那 foundation 它也是个名词是基础。所以当我们说 lay the foundation 或是 foundations for something, 那就是为点点点打下基础。它使用无线电引导。为未来的无人机技术奠定了基础。
Alright, wow, so this was all done in 1916, and in jumping back to our article, it says, a year later, in 1917, Charles Kettering, an American engineer, created what is often considered the first true drone, known as the Kettering Bug. There we see the phrase, be known as something.To be recognized or identified by a particular name or title.
Be known as something, 那就是被称作点点点。在这个用法当中，主词你可以加上人或者是地方都可以。那我们来提供一个用地方当作主词的例句。比如说 ,The famous landmark is known as the Eiffel Tower, attracting millions of tourists each year.好我们这边的主词用的就是这个非常著名的地标后面接出 is known as 加上它的名称 The Eiffel Tower 也就是埃菲尔铁塔或是巴黎铁塔那课文这边说到一年之后在1917年美国的工程师 Charles Kettering 他就创造了通常被认为是第一架真正的无人机的凯特林虫 Kettering Bug 是这个无人机的名称
Alright, well what is the Kettering Bug? Everyone's waiting to know It saysThis was an unmanned aerial torpedo that could carry bombs to a target, making it a powerful military tool.
Torpedo 这个名词是鱼雷，所以这是一种无人驾驶的空中鱼雷，可以携带炸弹攻击目标，使其成为一种强大的军事工具。
Wow, just think, this was done over 100 years ago now.
Yeah.
All this technology, this is incredible. Learning more about this, our next sentence says,Over time, these early inventions have evolved into the highly advanced drones we see today.
这里看到 evolve 这个动词解释为逐步发展。那在课文当中用的是现在完成式 have evolved into 后面加上名词，那就代表逐步发展成为点点点。随着时间的推移，这些早期的发明已经演变为我们今天看到的高度先进的无人机。
Wow, drones has an amazing history. I would have never guessed that they go back this far. Well, finishing up our article, everyone, it says, from military operations to everyday tasks, drones have become an increasingly important tool in many areas of human life.
从军事行动到日常任务,无人机已经成为许多人生活当中越来越重要的工具了。那这边看到的 area, 它指的是领域或是方面。好啦那今天文章的最后问问同学喜欢今天的主题吗不要忘了按赞订阅分享我们的 YouTube channel 还有 Facebook
Alright, well what an interesting article about drones that actually brings us now to our For You chat question It says How can we make sure that drones are used safely and responsibly?
I think governments should make clear rules about how to use drones.
Okay.
Yeah, these rules can say, you know, where drones can fly, how high they can go, and who can operate them. This helps keep people safe.
Okay, so you're thinking, oh, cannot fly a drone too close to the airport.
Yeah, remember that when you were trying to fly a drone?
I did. The police
around the airport?
The police came and they say you cannot fly
they
around.
They came on
here.
Their scooter.
All right. What else are we need to make sure when we're using drones to be safe and responsible? I mean, I think there should be, and I probably there's probably are, but you should maybe take a training class learning how to fly it and handle it safely. And then you don't break it, so you don't waste money as well.
You should definitely take that kind of class.
Yeah.
You should just, you know, join the class to know how to fly it safely and how to follow the rules.
Exactly. Now, what are some other ways that you can be safe with drones and the responsibility? All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today, everyone. My name is Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary review. Journey. Learning a new language can be a challenging journey, but the results are worth it. Inventor. The inventor worked in his garage for years before his idea became successful. Demonstrate. During the science fair, students will demonstrate their projects and explain their experiments. Vehicle. A truck is a type of vehicle that is used to carry heavy goods over long distances. Specifically. Our science project was created specifically to show how plants grow in different types of soil. Guidance. The plane uses a special guidance system to follow a set path in the sky.
智慧小补帖.
Unmanned. Aerial. Foundation. Torpedo. Evolve.